This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. Water is critical to our families and our farms. It breathes life into our crops and produces forage for animals on our rangelands. It is a priority for farmers and ranchers to ensure the water we rely on is clean because safe, clean water is critical to all life. Farmers and ranchers are stepping up to partner with their communities to protect our water. Farmers have increased the use of buffer strips to prevent excess fertilizer from reaching waterways. They're using new technologies to filter water as it drains beneath our fields and continually work to beef up other clean water protections. Last year, officials at the EPA and Army Corps of Engineers announced they would rewrite the Waters of the U.S. or WOTUS rule, continuing a nearly decade-long back and forth that has left farmers and small business owners scratching their heads. In 2015, the WOTUS rule was rewritten and federal courts blocked its implementation in more than half of the states because it was a clear overreach by the federal government. In 2020, the rule became the Navigable Waters Protection Rule, which provided clear rules while ensuring clean water. If you've ever had to deal with red tape from our federal government, you know that working through the stack of paperwork and fees that come with applying for federal permits often requires lawyers and consultants. The 2015 rule would have prevented farmers from moving forward on climate-smart farming practices and other advancements that ensure farms remain viable and vibrant. Unfortunately, warning lights point to the Biden administration heading down a similar path as the 2015 WOTUS rule. While EPA Administrator Regan committed to a robust dialogue about the potential effects of the new rule, the agency seems to be moving forward even as they ask stakeholders to set up regional meetings. The EPA claims the new rule will have no impact on any of America's small businesses. That simply isn't true. The proposal the EPA and Army Corps of Engineers have presented would significantly expand the landmass regulated by the federal government and lead to a costly labyrinth of permitting requirements that small businesses aren't equipped to navigate. Although EPA has left me wondering about their sincerity in working with farmers, I'm grateful that the Small Business Administration seems to be genuinely listening. We worked with SBA to set up meetings where federal officials heard directly from property owners about potential impacts of a new rule. Last week, the agency heard from farmers and small businesses involved in agriculture. James Henderson, Colorado Farm Bureau Vice President, joined the video call from a field he farms. He was standing in a grass waterway. James said he hadn't seen water flowing through it in years. But under the proposed rule, EPA could classify it as a regulated ephemeral stream, which means it has flowing water only during and after it rains. The example James shared was powerful. That's how we'll make an impact as the administration works to rewrite the WOTUS rule. We must help policymakers and the public understand the impact of irresponsible regulation, tying the hands of the very people stocking our pantries. And we must remain persistent in our effort to make sure regulations that keep our water clean also respect farmers, ranchers, and small business owners. You can make your voice heard today by visiting fb.org/WOTUS. When AFBF President Zippy Duvall called on farmers and ranchers to respond to this action alert during the AFBF convention, over 1,800 farmers and ranchers answered the call in less than 36 hours. I hope you'll answer the call, too, and tell the EPA why we need clear rules for clean water. We stand ready to engage in an honest and meaningful dialogue with policymakers and all stakeholders. That's the Farm Bureau way. Over 4,000 farmers across the country registered for the 103rd Annual Convention of the American Farm Bureau Federation held January 7th through 12th in Atlanta, Georgia. The event, held in a hybrid capacity to accommodate both in-person attendance and virtual participation, brought together 345 voting delegates, including 20 delegates from Illinois. Delegates addressed Illinois Farm Bureau's policy submittals on issues of urban agriculture and labor, 2023 Farm Bill priorities, renewable energy, dairy and livestock price transparency and climate change. The event, themed People, Purpose, Possibilities, Growing Tomorrow Together, opened Sunday evening with AFBF President Zippy Duval's annual address to members. Duval celebrated meaningful progress on sustainability initiatives and climate policy recommendations, highlighting the work of AFBF climate coalitions such as the Food and Agriculture Climate Alliance. In driving home the theme of growing together, Duval called on Farm Bureau members to apply the same energy and passion on priority issues, such as defeating the proposed Waters of the U.S. rule, just as members did with a proposed repeal of stepped-up basis. Monday's closing session featured remarks from U.S. Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack, as well as a recorded statement from President Biden. Vilsack touched on the work he had returned to finish at USDA, including the recent announcement to improve markets for livestock producers. Climate change initiatives and carbon sequestration, farm labor, dairy and livestock market price transparency, urban agriculture, and biofuels were some of the larger themes of this year's policy debate. Additionally, IFB delegates introduced policy on maintaining base acres on renewable energy projects, particularly with solar. The policy passed with flying colors. Illinois Farm Bureau young leaders excelled in several of AFBF's national competitions. Noel Moore of Woodford County was named the runner-up in the National Young Farmers and Ranchers Discussion Meet following the Final Four round. Moore engaged in discussions surrounding farmer mental health, enhancing international trade relationships, reduction of climate change and weather risks, and big data. Chad Bell of Mercer County was named fourth place finalist as the Illinois representative for the AFBF Achievement Board. Cassie and Tyler Schleek of Warren Henderson County represented Illinois in the Young Farmers and Ranchers Excellence in Agriculture Competition. IFB received a New Horizon Award in recognition of its efforts on mental health. The award, recognizing new innovative State Farm Bureau programs, stemmed from IFB's one-day Illinois Ag Mental Health Summit in March and its collection of mental health resources. Additionally, IFB was among six State Farm Bureaus recognized for exemplary financial support of the American Farm Bureau Foundation for Agriculture. The Scholar Award is given to State Farm Bureaus with the highest total donations to the foundation within their membership groups. IFB received awards of excellence in four program areas for implementing outstanding member programs and membership achievement in 2021. IFB earned awards in membership value, advocacy, leadership and business development, and engagement and outreach. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.